I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. This week, General Motors announced a 3-year plan to lower its costs. The plan calls for GM to reduce its number of workers in North America by 30,000. That is a cut of 17%. The company says it will close all or part of 12 factories in the United States and Canada. Its chief executive officer, Rick Wagoner, says the cuts are necessary for the company to compete. General Motors has lost more than $4,000 million this year, and that is not its only problem. In October, its largest supplier, Delphi, sought protection in bankruptcy court after heavy losses. General Motors is the largest automobile maker in the world, but the company has struggled against foreign competitors, especially the Japanese automakers Toyota and Honda. 40 years ago, General Motors controlled half the market in the United States. Now it controls 1/4 of it. GM will reduce production to better meet demand. It plans to produce just over 4 million cars and trucks a year in North America by the end of 2008. That is 30% fewer than it built in 2002. Industry experts blame the situation in part on poor decisions and vehicle designs that have not been very creative. Other reasons, they say, include costly health care and retirement payments. The new cuts and measures announced earlier are expected to lower costs by about $7,000 million next year. The number of jobs to be lost, 30,000, is 5,000 higher than Mr. Wagoner had announced earlier this year. GM officials say they want to reduce employee numbers mainly through retirements. Still, the United Auto Workers Union calls the cuts unfair. The labor union says it will do everything in its power to enforce job security programs. Union officials reject the idea that the problems at General Motors are because of high labor costs. Yet, they say workers and their communities will be the ones who suffer because of the actions announced this week. The current labor agreement requires General Motors to continue to pay workers even when factories close. And the company cannot permanently close factories without union approval. So the factories cannot officially close until the two sides reach an agreement in the next contract talks. Those will take place in 2007. Some industry experts say the union might not have much choice but to accept the job cuts and factory closings. They say the union has to be careful not to go too far. Too much pressure could send the company into bankruptcy court to seek protection from its creditors. Then all agreements with the union would have to be renegotiated. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Nancy Steinbach. Internet users can read and listen to our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.